at the bottom. Okay, with second line from the top. Okay? And the top is 76 and the bottom is 136. At the beginning of Perek Lamed, the Alter Rebbe says that a person has to realize the following. Again, the Alter Rebbe is continuing in the self breaking up, right? Breaking up the wood that's too thick for the fire to catch up, to catch on. So the Alter Rebbe says, in Perek Chavtes, the Alter Rebbe said the various ways of breaking yourself, to, you know, to break your ego for the light of the neshama to become illuminated on you. And then he says like this. The Gemara, the Mishnah says you should be humble before everybody. So he says, how could you be humble in the presence of everybody, even a person who's much lower than you? So he started quoting the Mishnah that says, don't judge your friend until in his place. It could be the place is what's causing him to sin. He's in the street, he's in the marketplace, he sees everything, he hears everything, he has temptations of cheating and all that. So then, maybe that's what's causing him. He says, a guy who's home the whole day doesn't have that, those temptations. So he says in the second line of 76, or 136, Gami shumachumim ma'ed b'tivei. Even a person who is very excited person, so to speak, that gets into trouble. And his job is sitting in the corners in the street a whole day. It doesn't excuse him from to be able to sin. It doesn't excuse him to sin. Say, well, okay, I'm a very excited person and I'm in the street a whole day, so what do you, I'm allowed to sin. He says, no. And he's called a Rosh if he sins. Because he has no fear of God opposite him. Because really, the Alter Rebbe says, you should still have been able to control yourself. Because of the fear that you have Hashem, that sees everything that you're doing. Right? Hashem, a person should think like that, just because I'm in the street doesn't justify me sinning. Because Hashem knows what I, Hashem is watching me, and Mayach Shalat al Alev b'Tudasei, and the mind controls the heart. So if I know it's wrong, and as we know, if Hashem puts you in a situation where it's easier to sin, Hashem gives you the strength to not sin also. And he says, Be'emes, the truth is, he Melchama G'day Levatzum, it's a tremendously great, difficult war. Lishbet Ayetzah, to break the Yetzahara, Habayir Ke'esh Lahavah, that's burning like a flame of fire, Mipnei Pachad Hashem, because of the fear of Hashem, it's a Nisoyim Amish, it's a real difficult test. And therefore he says like this, Helkach, now he says, now he explains the first step. It says, don't judge your friend, Achatagiyalim Kerem, until you come to his place. Because maybe his place, where he is allowing him to sin. It's causing him to sin. He says, Tzarech kol adam, lefi mashu mekremi madrigosi ba'avedus Hashem. And therefore, every person has to measure to himself like this. And orally, we learned this last week, but now we're learning it inside. Lishko v'lifchin ba'atzmei, to weigh and to test himself. Im hu eved Hashem, if the person himself is serving Hashem, be'erech u'bechinus mocham atzuma kazu v'nisayin kazeh. Am I, in other words, I'm looking at somebody else who sins, right? Now, the Rebbe says like this, don't judge that person, because maybe his situation is causing him to sin. And if he breaks himself to sin, it's a real difficult battle to stop sinning. You have all the tithes, you know, all the temptations are in front of your eyes. It's very difficult not to sin. He says, Alter Rebbe says, look and make a reckoning within yourself. Am I fighting in my things the same battle that that person is expected to do? The one I'm judging, is he fighting the, am I fighting the same battle I'm demanding from him to do? or that Hashem is demanding him from two, whether it's b'chinas v'asei teiv, whether in not sinning, but even doing good. Ba'aveidus ha'tfila b'kavon, am I davening with the proper intent? Lishpech nafshi lefnei Hashem, to pour out his soul before Hashem in davening. B'chol keichem mamish, with all your might and strength. Ad mitzi ha'nefesh, until, you know, the, so to speak, the soul is oppressed from it. Lilochim im gufei, and to fight with your body, v'nefesh abamishle, and the animal soul, ha'meinim de blak ha'kavana b'mucham atzuma, with the terrible war, ulevachim, to break them, chatosim, to cut them up, ka'afar, like dirt, kedim tefila shachar gavis. In other words, Alter Rebbe is saying, to paraphrase it as follows, for a person who's in the street not to sin, is a tremendously great war. Okay? Am I demanding for myself the same war and the same battle in my things? In other words, am I doing the same battle when I daven? Am I doing the same battle I'm expecting from the other person when I learn? Or not sinning or whatever it may be? So in other words, everything is relative. That person might be called Kal Shebekalim, the lowest of the low. Like we mentioned last week, you come over to a guy, and you say, you know what, Shabbos you have to close your store. They're in the retail business, 60-70% of the business is in Shabbos. And you tell the guy, you need to close the store. You know what self-sacrifice that's demanding from the person? Yet people do it. They'll tell them, you know, you have to close on Shabbos. What are you expecting from the person? To fight a big battle with himself. So Alter Rebbe says, before you judge that person, think to yourself, am I fighting in my things that I need to deal with the same fight and battle that I'm demanding from the other person? There's a story in the Gemara. The one that compiled the Gemara, Rav Ashi, he was once teaching his students, and he said, tomorrow we're going to learn about the king Menashe. Menashe was one of the Jewish kings that got the Jews to worship idols. But he said it in a very derogatory way. He said about Menashe in a very derogatory way. So the Gemara says, that night Menashe came to Rav Ashi in a dream, and he said to him, who do you think you are? He said, do you know, he says to Rav Ashi, if you would have lived in my times, you'd have taken the corner of your garment and you would have run to worship idols. Who are you to talk? In other words, before we criticize other people, this in practical language, before we criticize other people, Dr. Rebbe says, for not doing what they're supposed to be doing, which for them might be a tremendous war and very difficult, ask yourself, are you demanding from yourself the same thing that you're demanding from the other people? Maybe not about kosher, and maybe not about Shabbos, maybe not about other things, but in your things, are you demanding the same battle that you're demanding from yourself? And most of the time, the answer is no. Because if you would, you wouldn't criticize the other person. What?
If you're in a situation, like, let's say, on Shabbos or something, and you are, like, learning what we're learning in this class, and you see that someone maybe doesn't know or whatever, are we supposed to say something?
Alter Rebbe is quoting the Gemara that says, don't judge them.
Okay, but you should say something.
You have a halachic obligation to say something.
Like, you might not know, but we learn this or that. Or
right.
Whatever.
We're talking about judging the person negatively.
Okay.
That the person, if you think the person might not be aware of it, and if they would be aware of it, they wouldn't do it, mm-hmm. Then you're not judging them.
Right.
Judging is, like we all do, criticizing people that they're no good because they do A, B, C, D. So the Alter says, are you aware that for them to keep A, B, C, D is a difficult thing? And therefore, are you demanding from yourself the same battle that you're demanding from other people? And that's why you should know, when tzaddikim look at other people, they feel humbled. They feel humbled because they know that, look at the difficulties this person is doing just to be where they are. And it's a great level that the tzaddik will think, I'm not at that level of self-sacrifice and difficulties and working with themselves. So the Alter Rebbe says, you can't judge a person like that.
But if somebody comes to synagogue and not sneeze, closes.
If you live in Yerushalayim, you stone them.
Yeah, but if you can say something and it will not come more anymore to the synagogue, what can happen?
So who says you're supposed to tell them?
But she asked him if to tell.
That's not what she asked. That's not what she asked. Okay, so he says, okay, he says, the Alter Rebbe says, a person, the judger, right? Whoever doesn't reach that level of self-sacrifice that he's demanding from the other person, to fight with his body, this tremendously great war, he didn't come close to the battle that this person has with the Yetzirah, that he's subdued because of fear of Hashem. I mentioned in the past, in different times, there's a whole long story, I'm not getting into the story now, but a guy that was becoming religious was still involved with a shiksa, and he couldn't get rid of her, and he came to the Rebbe, and he told the Rebbe the truth, and the Rebbe looked at him and said, I'm jealous of you. So he said, what? Like, what? So the Rebbe explained to him that I don't have this test that you have. And therefore, when you pass the test, you can reach a level of closeness to Hashem that I can't reach. You see, that's the proper way of looking at another Jew. The proper way of looking at another Jew is, look how difficult it is for them to do this, and yet look how much they're doing. And therefore, the person says to themselves, am I demanding for myself the same accomplishment that that person already did? And until that you reach that level, you have no right to judge. You know, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It says, Alti don yichidi, shein don yichidi ala echad. Simply, the Mishnah means, you shouldn't be a judge alone. You should have two other judges with you. Okay? So it says, in the deeper explanation, the Rebbe brings down, Alti don yichidi, don't judge a person. Shein don yichidi, because the only one that can judge somebody is ala echad, only Hashem. Only Hashem is the one to judge. And the Rebbe many times in Sichas would scream, this person, people give out shares of people. They say, you know, the zealous Jews that throw the stones. They say, okay, this person is going to Gehenna. This person is going to Gehenna for 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20. Like, who are you to give? Who are you to judge people when they might even be better than you?
Why is that going on?
If it wouldn't be going on, together with all the other issues in the world, Mashiach would have long been here. I mean, why isn't it going on?
No, I'm always curious, because it's true. That goes on.
Well, I said, there's a maimer from the Tzemach Tzedek, in Derech Mitzasecha. Tzemach Tzedek says, he says, I'm paraphrasing, but it's almost verbatim, so to speak. So Mercedes said, there are people that are very zealous. And when they see people sinning, they throw things at them, and they hit them, and they all do all terrible things. And he says, these people cloak it in holiness. You know? So Mercedes says, you should know, this is what he says, that those people are rotten to the core. He says, you should know, Shehim Rab Etzem. Rab Etzem means they are essentially evil, and they cloak their evil in a garment of holiness. It has nothing to do with holiness. They're rotten, this is what he says. They're evil, rotten people that cloak their evil in a cloak of holiness. Doing other to things to other people is sin. Because let them judge themselves first, like he's saying over here. You know, if they would, you know, when the Rebbe came out with Miftza Tefillin, you know, putting it, so of course, anytime there's Kedusha, there's evil getting in the way. So these zealous people said, how could the Rebbe come out to put Tefillin on with people in the street? It says in Halacha that if you think about women, you're not allowed to think about women when you're putting on Tefillin, you know, because it's for evil thoughts, and these people are so low, and you know, so the Rebbe basically came out, these people are saying what they think. And the Rebbe said, you stop a person in the street, okay, out of the clear blue, and you invite him into a mitzvah tank to put on tefillin. What do you think the guy's thinking about? He's thinking, I'm nuts for what I'm doing, putting on tefillin. What do you think, he's thinking about women at that time?
I don't think so.
No, I'm saying, the Rebbe said, no, the Rebbe seemed to imply that you guys are thinking what you think. So therefore, he's saying that's what they think. No, you know what I mean? It's like a person, b'chlal, you know that good people don't say bad about other people. People that say bad about other people are not good people, as a rule. There's exceptions to the rule.
How do you know if someone is judging you? How would you know it's judging?
We're talking if they wear the long coat and they sit on a bench.
But
I don't know.
You know someone else is judging. You only know what you're thinking. You have no idea
right.
What people are thinking.
Right. V'chein b'inyan berchas hamazon, the same thing in benching. V'chol berchas hanen and all the other brachas, v'amitzes b'kavana, that you need to have kavana. So he says, are you fighting with yourself? The same battle they're fighting to have the proper kavana. V'chein b'inyan esek limud ha-Torah. When you talk about learning, let's say. Lilmed harbe, to learn more. When you really want to learn. In other words, you're telling this person about his battles. Are you fighting your battles to learn more than you really want to learn? That's also a battle. Right? By fighting with your body. And he says, because a person that learns a little bit more than they're used to learning is milchama ktana. It's only a little war. And you're comparing this to a big war that a guy is sitting in the street fighting with his Yetzer Hara. Can you compare the two things together? Definitely not. So why are you judging him? So in other words, what is Alter Rebbe saying? This is what the Mishnah means. What the Mishnah says, Havei Shvar, if we brought on the beginning of the parak, Havei Shvar Ruach, Yifnei Kol Amam, you should be humble in the presence of everybody. Everybody. Because when you look at another Jew, to think that I am better than them is the worst thing that a person could do. Because the fact that you think that you're better than them automatically makes you worse than them. Because the truth is, they are probably better than you. Their battles are more difficult than yours. You're not fighting your battles, and they're fighting their battles. Who's better? And in this religion, by the way, what's unique, what's really unique, even though I wouldn't want such a person to do surgery on my kid, okay, but if you think about it, and we learned this many, many times, practice, love is full of this and so on. If somebody should be able to get 100 on a test, and gets a 95, and another kid can only get a 70, and gets a 70, the 70 is better than the 95. Again, I don't know if I want the 70 student to do surgery on my kid, okay? But in their own, and Hashem, this religion, by the way, Hashem judges, punishes and rewards, and judges, Hashem judges, based on what you should do and what you do. What you should be doing, and how much of it you're doing. If you should be doing 70, and you get 70, it's 100%. If you're supposed to should be doing 100 and you get a 95, you failed. So the 70, I'm not talking about in the world, in personal relationships with Hashem, which is what it's all about, the 70, as far as Hashem is concerned, is 100. And the 95 is a failure.
How do we know?
That's why don't judge anybody else.
Not for ourselves. How can we take this information? How do I know what I'm supposed to be taking?
Because on? Whatever you do,
yeah,
you should be doing more. No, that's the bottom line. That's, that's not me. That's the Rebbe said. Whatever anybody does, they should be doing more.
How do you know what direction to go? There's so many things you could be doing more of.
There was a story, a guy, a very successful shliach, had a very big turnout, a very, very successful thing, and he wrote into the Rebbe, and he thought he was going to get complimented, and the Rebbe gave him over the head. How much more people should have been there?
Because it was so easy for him?
No, whatever. The Rebbe said, don't write to me you're content with what you did. Because the Rebbe said, a person who's content with their spiritual level shows that there's a lot more to do.
Yeah, but you have a Heshbon, and if you meet the goals of the Heshbon, you should feel good about
so
yourself.
So if you did a certain amount, how can a person know how much is expected from them? Because whatever they do, they need to do. Well, that's one of the reasons why you need a Mashpia. Okay, but even besides that, a person within themselves, every person knows,
right, I know,
that whatever you do, you could do more.
Right?
Right?
Like I could take 20 classes. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you know?
You go to one.
That's why you need. That's why a person needs a mashpia. One of the many reasons why a person needs a mashpia, because they're not objective, the person. The mashpi is objective. They can tell you what's right for you, what's not. You might think, okay, let me take 20 classes a week, and because of that, I won't be doing other things that I have to. That's
what I'm saying. Like, that would be wrong.
So you can't tell that yourself. I'll give you a simple example. You can have, and there are such people, okay? It's a women's class, you use the word women, okay? There are women that run around the whole day doing miftoyim, and run around the whole day going to shiurim, and because of that, the family's neglected. Now, they're doing holy work.
Yeah, but...
But...
Not so holy for her husband, not for her children.
I didn't say husband, I said the kids. Who cares about the husband? Bottom line is, that is the Yetzer Hara.
To
know what needs to be doing. In Ayem Yem, the Rebbe writes a very interesting Ayem Yem. Here. Okay, I don't have the English yet, but it translates like this. The Yetzer Hara is called Nefesh HaBamis, okay? Not because it's an animal, but because sometimes it's shrewd like a fox, and you need a lot of wisdom to understand the wisdom of the Yetzer Hara. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara dresses into a garment of a tzaddik, complete, modest, Balmidas Tevis. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara gets you, it becomes a holy Yetzer Hara. And he says like this, B'chol echad v'echad, in every person, the Yetzer Nefesh HaBamis is based on his own individual details. Sometimes a person can awaken a strong desire to learn Chassidus, or to meditate into a Chassidic thing, and this is only the advice of the Yetzer Hara to stop him from davening, which he should be doing right now. In other words, you can have a guy, it comes time to daven, he said, okay, I'm going to take out a book, I'm going to start learning Chassidus, I'm going to start meditating in, he says, remember this rule, he said, kol david amoyel, anything that helps, or brings to avoid an action, anything that stops that you're supposed to be doing, is coming from the Yetzer Hara. And the Rebbe, that was what the Rebbe Marash told to the Rebbe Rashab. And the Rebbe Rashab concluded, until then I didn't know you can have a frum nefesh abamis, and not only a chassidish nefesh abamis. You can have a chassidish nefesh abamis. One minute. It could tell you that you got to do this, you got to run miftsoyim, and you got to do this and that and that. Who says it's coming from the right place?
How do you overcome that?
By doing what you're supposed to be doing. How do you know what you're supposed to be doing? Yeah. So if you have a mashpia, okay, and the mashpia says right now you're supposed to take care of your family, you're not supposed to go in your mitzvah. Or now the mashpia will tell you this is what you know, whatever it is. So then you're following what the Torah wants. If you're doing what you want, that's not necessarily the right.
You have to talk to Hashem. You can't give that power over to anybody else.
Oh, you can't talk to Hashem.
You can't.
Yeah. I mean, you can.
You can't rely on your own situation. If somebody thinks that you go to 20 shiurim a week, maybe they should. Maybe they shouldn't. Maybe, but this not what he's saying over here. Here, the Alter Rebbe is talking about. A person has to make a self-reckoning, which, by the way, is busting up this thick piece of wood that the fire of the neshama should be able to kindle it. The point is, one way is by the realization that somebody else is really better than me. How could that be? The guy is a kal shebekalim, the lowest of the low. But the answer is, realizing what they're going through, and the battle they're going through. And am I going through the same battle that they're going through, and I realize that I'm not, if you make an honest reckoning. So then you see, 1 minute, that person is really better than me. They could be less knowledgeable, they could be less religious for that matter, they could be less everything, but between me and Hashem, and them and Hashem, they could be much better. Because they're fighting, they're changing their nature, they're breaking their nature, and this person is not. In other words, in practical language, an FFB, you know that is from birth, or early beginner, has a lot to learn from the late beginners. Because these people made a turnaround in their life, and the FFB doesn't necessarily do it. So even though this is a FFB labeled, you know, and they're on the higher level, but that doesn't mean they're necessarily on the higher level. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.